When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus weekly profit episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're going to be discussing some current news as of today. In the world of Harry Potter.
Can we put in some like news clip sounds? Pretty sure iMovie has like a
news action now.
It's my guy.
Potter news.
Oh my god. All right. So first up is super fun topics.
These should all be super fun topics.
Yeah, but this one is real cool because we all really love Legos. So we're gonna talk about
Lego,
some of the new kits.
Like Legos.
So first up, they have launched the 2024 Advent calendar. And let me pull it up because usually it's a theme. And let's see if I can figure out what the theme is.
Is it the holidays?
There's lots of ghosts and things.
I think it's like Sorcerer's Stone Christmas.
Why won't
there's
this
cracker?
Because it looks like Sorcerer's Stone Bunch. Dumbledore.
Well, he's alive, so.
Yeah, there's a little Christmas cracker. This one is cute.
The page won't load.
This is cute.
Explain it does look everything. Cute.
So yeah, it's like a little great hall area. Also, yeah, I'm going to send these links in Discord for everybody. So
Malfoy looks mad.
He does. This one's been out for a little bit, but I don't think we talked about it on the pod yet. But they did release a kit that is Ollivander's and Madame Melkin's.
I want it.
Cool. And it connects to the Weasley Wizard Wheezes and Owl Post kit. So you can like
I want it. I have Weasley
you
Wizard
can
Wheezes.
Diagonally to heaven your own home.
I want it.
They what?
It's an inclusive set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's very it cool. Sure is. They've also come out with a super cool mandrake that like literally is like in a pot and you can like pull it out. It's real cute. I want it.
Oh my god, it's adorable.
I know.
It finally loaded.
Not as adorable as Manny.
I mean, Manny's pretty great.
You're right. Manny is awesome.
Thank you.
Manny needs a buddy.
Long live Manny.
Manny's right here.
I miss him.
Hi,
hey,
Manny.
Dude. What up? Then we have a continuation of the Triwizard Tournament sets that they've been putting out because, like, they did the second task in the last release. And this time we have the Arrival. So it's the Durmstrang ship and the Beauxbatons carriage. And
it's
the Durmstrang,
Jumpus.
It's really big. It's really cool.
Oh my god. It comes with a hot cup of fire.
It does.
Yeah.
And the Triwizard cup.
And I think it comes with Madame Maxime, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
it's tall.
This one is really cool.
And Barty Crouch.
Barty Crouch.
The next like Hogwarts castle piece is the Great Hall.
And shut up.
Massive.
Look at Quirrell.
Yeah. And you get a troll.
Oh my god.
Look at
I have no
really
room
cool.
for these things.
I know, literally, me either.
What? Look how big $200.
Holy moly.
It's probably very large.
Yeah. 200 smackerels is a lot.
They also have a potions class one. This one is a little bit of a smaller kit, so it's not as expensive, which is nice.
$40.
There is an Aragog in the Forbidden Forest set.
Why?
It will not have that one.
And a Flying Fort Anglia, which is cool. I do have a Lego Flying Fort Anglia, but it came with Privet Drive. But this one is like just the car.
Yours too.
I have this. It's over here waiting to be built.
Nice.
Yours too has like the little chain you can put in, yes, out of the trunk so you can like try and pull Harry out of the
out of his bedroom. So funny. It's super cute. And then they also have a talking sorting hat. I really want this one.
Yeah, samesies.
It Check comes with like a little voice box Lego brick that talks.
When did they come out with that buckbeak?
Yeah, that one is new too. They just came out with a buckbeak, and they also have a new Hagrid's hut. So they
had a Hagrid's hut
a couple of years ago, but they always like they'll like put them out and update them. You know, like make them a little more detailed. Or
how am I gonna have Hogwarts and not have this one? I ask you.
No, you're right.
Go look at Hagrid's hut because he has a reclining chair for him.
That's so cute.
It also comes with, I'm assuming, Fang and Norbert.
Little teeny Norbert. Pumpkins,
oh
of course.
God.
I think that's all of the new ones.
Katie, it's ages 8 and up. I'm sorry, you can't do it.
Oh.
There's an eggshell.
I'm advanced for my age.
Okay, I guess you can try.
I don't know how new this one is, but they also have oh my gosh. They have the owlery from Hogwarts, which is kind of cool. It's like another castle piece.
I still want Gringotts.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's so expensive.
It is so expensive. $430.
Hey, it's insane. Cheaper than the castle.
By what, like $30?
Yes.
A lot of Legos.
Yeah, and then they have announced that a couple of these are like officially retired or about to retire. So if you see them in the store and you want it, I highly recommend getting it. So the Ministry of Magic set, the Polyjuice Potion set, the Hedwig.
That's like the old Hedwig.
Yeah. Also, the 3 Broomsticks and the Leaky Cauldron set. The Astronomy Tower.
Do we have the Ministry of Magic?
No, I don't really like it. It's just
it.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, meh.
And... Meh. I think that's it right now that is retiring. So if you see those and you want them, I would get them if you can.
Oh, all of them.
Right? All right, Tiff, you're up.
What am I talking about?
Station.
Back to Hogwarts. So I found this. Somebody sent this to us in a message the other day. There's going to be a Back to Hogwarts Harry Potter celebration set for Grand Central Terminal. So September 1st at 11 a.m., there's going to be a live hosted countdown. But it is ticketed, but it's a free ticketed event. There's no registration as of right now, which I find to be interesting, seeing how it's August. So it says, Wizard, it's time to prepare for your trip on the Hogwarts Express to head back to school. The popular global fan celebration known as Back to Hogwarts is coming to the U.S. for the first time. And this makes me wonder if, I know they were trying to move stuff to the studio tour over in the U.K. And I know that they were saying like King's Cross wasn't going to have a celebration this year, even though obviously people who are not from local area have already planned their trips to go to King's Cross, the real deal King's Cross. So I know that was a point of contention on the internet a couple weeks back when they literally put it out there that like, come to the studio tour. Don't go to King's Cross. Like, we're not having anything. But I guess last year it was a little bit of a mess.
Well, I mean, you also have to think that like, that is a real working tube station that like, people rely on pretty heavily on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And if it really did cause that much of a problem. Yeah. Like, I can kind of understand, unfortunately.
We caught a train out of there.
We did. Hey. That was the station that we went to take our train to Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. It feels, I understand it's a real working station and whatever. I also do understand that you could probably plan an event there for that because it's popular. But I also feel like it almost feels like a money grab for the studio tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Because going to King's Cross is free. Mm-hmm. Rather than going and paying to go to the studio tour. Well, anyways.
The studio tour is also like, it's off the beaten path, you know?
It is. It's harder to get to.
Yeah. So like if you're going to make the trek, yeah, you might as well stay and go to the studio tour. So that tracks, Tiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this kind of feels like maybe they're throwing a bone to Americans for this event. Since Harry Potter is obviously so popular around the world. So the experience will happen from August 30th to September 1st in the Vanderbilt Hall at the entrance to the terminal near 42nd Street and Park Avenue. It's free to attend for wizards and muggles. This is a New York News 4 article, by the way. So they're going to have like a pop-up. Harry Potter fans will see magical performances, participate in the Lego building activities,
enjoy
interactive Quidditch, which I feel like is at the Harry Potter New York store, and they're going to be able to toast with some butterbeer. It's going to be a live hosted countdown, as I said before, and some of the theaters around the country are going to be having Harry Potter back on their screens for this special time of year as well.
Question.
Like I might not have an answer.
You won't. Because I'm just saying, but I really do want to know, like, is it 11 a.m. our time?
Yeah. Probably Eastern Standard, yeah.
But if it's 11 a.m. our time.
I know.
Hogwarts it will
Express
have
left.
Catherine, why don't you not worry about it? Why don't you just let the magic happen?
You're late for the train.
Well, seeing as how you're in America, I'm not sure if we have the technology to train across the sea.
Well, seeing as you're being a butt.
Actually, we don't have this technology. Anyways, if you're local to New York City or even surrounding areas, that sounds like a really cool event that I wish that I could go to. Alas, earwax.
If if any of our listeners go, though, I'd love to know how it is.
I know we've got plenty of people in New York who we have met up with. So please let us know if you're going. Send us the pics. We can repost your stuff. Tag us. So registration, they said, isn't open yet. I assume it's going to be a mess. I feel like it's going to be a mess of an online queue. But good luck to you. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Curious to know how many spots there are.
I don't know.
Well, because again, it's another working train station. So
that's what I'm saying. You can plan an event. Right. King's Cross. Just saying.
Yeah,
you've done it in the past.
Yep.
Catherine.
All right. This is pretty cool. We have an official release date for Harry Potter Quidditch Champions, September 3rd, 2024. You can pre-order right now.
September 1st.
Correct. There's a trailer here. Let me post this in the Discord.
It looks sweet. I bet this looks really good on the PlayStation.
It looks so awesome.
But I'm so bad at flying.
So am I. I
suck.
Some people said like it reminded them of there was an old Quidditch game, like Quidditch World Cup or something. And it looks like a way better version of that.
Yeah.
I mean, considering Hogwarts Legacy, like that's
a
flawless
game.
Dude, but that logo is sick.
I love it.
You know what? It kind of looks like Scrudgemere United.
It does a little bit. I think they stole your design.
Royalty,
not gonna lie.
With like $1 for every copy sold.
Please.
And I will be retiring. Bye.
Then we can go to King's Cross for an event.
For a non-event? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Station is going to be packed anyway. I'm just putting that out there right
now. For sure.
That's not going to keep people from going and trying to get their picture taken. Anyways, go ahead.
It's going to be available on PS5, PS4, the Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, Switch, and PC.
Switch is going to be laggy.
Let's see if there's
any... Hogwarts Legacy isn't too bad on Switch. It's better than I expected, let me say.
Okay, so I'm looking at like just like the FAQ really quick, and my eyes are doing weird things because it's white text on black. But there's like this part in here that goes like, what's included in the deluxe edition of Quidditch Champions? And there's like, you can get broom skins, so you can get like special brooms per house and different crest emblems and different travel uniforms.
I know that like it's just like silly aesthetic things, but
I love it though.
Makes me happy
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like
anything you can personalize.
When I was figuring out which version I wanted to get of Disney Dreamlight Valley, I was like, yeah, of course I want the deluxe one. I want all the cute little things that come with it. Like all the cool outfits and the little critters.
Why am I playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also says that this game does support cross-platform play between all of their supported platforms.
Very good.
That is really, really cool. You can play Harry Potter Quidditch Champions on teams and online co-op or in competitive online player versus player matches.
Can we get a Swish team going?
Heck yeah, that's so cool.
Oh, there's also a legacy pack. Oh, four Hogwarts Legacy players.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's really cool. I'm excited for this game. I'm a horrible flyer. Like,
oh my gosh, it takes me horrible. I still haven't beaten like the one of the last flying things on Hogwarts Legacy because I
But you're way better at it than I am.
One, I'm like, I have to like get into the groove of it,
and then by the time you get in the groove, I'm you're frustrated.
It.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive either. Digital download, $30.
Yeah.
Physical copy, not 40. Bad.
I would love to have a cool Swish tournament.
Could be fun.
Let's figure that out.
Be fun. Yeah, that'd
Let me
be
see
something we could
how
do.
Terrible I am at
do
it.
Through Discord somehow.
Right?
Are we ready for the next bit of news? Because it's pretty big.
Lay it on me.
It's pretty big. I'm so excited.
Would you say that it's...
Epic.
So we finally got details on the Wizarding World of Harry Potter expansion coming to Epic Universe at Universal Orlando. I am very excited. Though, okay, this is a little bit of like nerdy news here.
Sure.
But did you hear about what they're doing with tickets for Epic Universe? I should probably fact check myself on this first.
Hey, this is Meg from the future, and I just wanted to let you know that I did in fact fact check myself on the information on ticket sales for Epic Universe, and I was correct.
Apparently.
Oh God, I'm scared.
You can only go to Epic Universe purchasing a multi-day ticket, and they will not include annual pass holders until, like, for the time being.
Oh.
And you can't buy a single day ticket into Epic Universe. It can only be a part of a multi-day ticket, and you cannot park hop with it. You go to Epic Universe and you're there all day. You can't hop to the other parks.
The other parks are going to be so dead.
I know.
Or people will catch on and go.
Yeah.
That's bananas.
I know.
Granted, this park is massive.
Yeah.
But
I think,
and
it's
not like I would want to hop either. But
it's a massive cash grab,
multi-day.
Yeah, it's
I think
a
it's
massive
nuts.
Cash grab.
Like if they don't, because this is still early on, right? Like
I'm sure that they're going to take the public response to this information and hopefully, I don't know. But it's like I understand them wanting to like curb crowds, but at the same time, you're making it so inaccessible to people.
People like, are gonna go and it's gonna be crowded.
Local people,
it's gonna happen.
You're basically blocking local people out.
They always do
BS
that
because they bring in so much money for you all year. It makes me actually angry. But anyway, but
they, I I'm hope not, they.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I don't. I have not done my own research to really dive into that. But like, I saw some talk on social media about it, so I assumed that it was correct. But I'm gonna. It's such a cash grab. I'm like, oh, I do not like that.
I hope that there's some sort of annual pass holder like incentive of like, obviously they're adding a new park and I don't want to be
like,
I assume that my annual pass will now work at a third park when every time.
Of course you'd have to upgrade it, but like, yeah,
that
not
should
gonna
be an option though.
No, they're not going to allow it. That's what the news is that annual passes will not be sold for Epic Universe for like at least a year or something like that.
No, if they don't want to sell new ones, but they need to offer it to people that already have it.
Yeah, Mike, that's 1,000% what I mean. Like, they're not making it accessible for people who can't afford.
Well, sit back and think about it. Sit back and think about it, though. Disney and Universal, it's not accessible to people who don't have the money to do it.
It's not, but at least.
Like, if you want to say a cheap day at Disney is not cheap.
No,
is it cheaper than what you could spend? But it's like, it's
living
still
there, it wasn't even cheap.
Expensive.
No, I meant living there and going to Disney. You think like, oh,
I know.
You don't have to pay for blah blah. No, you still buy.
You mean to
so
tell me that
stuff.
You're gonna walk into Magic Kingdom and not want to buy a snack every time you're there?
I tell myself that all the time and it would never work.
It's
capital LOL.
Oh my god, you guys.
No. What?
I had cheeseburger egg rolls.
Oh,
I had Casey's.
Yep.
I had my Dole Whip. I had Mickey Pretzel. We had Mickey Premium Bar.
Okay.
But I didn't have Ohana, so I was sad anyway.
It's okay. We'll go in December.
Hello, Swishers. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was feeling a little bit down and off and experiencing some bad sleep quality. Also having cravings and bloating, but now it's easier to manage PMS with Hormone Harmony. It helps to support hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and it also improves sleep quality and occasional bloating and gas. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the news for the expansion is it's officially being called the Ministry of Magic expansion because we're going to be able to see 1920s Paris and 1990s British Ministry.
I'm going to need some mom gear.
Right?
So that. Can I complain?
It's weird.
I hate it a little bit. And
go
I'm,
for
and
it. Complain.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to go or I'm not going to have a good time and I'm not going to think it's like not absolutely stunning and great and immersive. But it's kind of like the way that I feel about Pandora at Animal Kingdom. Why did we do that? It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's not relevant.
So
it was at one point, and I'm sorry if I'm hating on Pandora. I know that you love Animal Kingdom a lot, but like Fantastic Beasts is squashed.
Unless it's not. I don't know. But here, so here's the thing.
But the timeline jump annoys me. Go ahead.
I know. I know this because I'm a Disney nerd and I worked at theme parks, but like theming and keeping with the timeline that you have originated for yourself in that realm is very important. Keeping with the theming of like what they said is important to them. So that's why at Islands of Adventure, we're in Hogsmeade and we have the Forbidden Forest and we have the castle. Now, they couldn't build anything that should have made sense to be over there in Studios, because in Studios, you're in London, right?
Right.
So you're in London, you're in Diagon Alley, you're in Gringotts, mm-hmm. and it makes sense. Now, there was always rumors that they wanted to build the Ministry of Magic.
Right.
But it would not thematically work for them to just have the Ministry of Magic be at Epic Universe, because that's in London. So they couldn't do that. They kind of put themselves in a hole. Mm-hmm. Really, like if they wanted to do the Ministry of Magic, they could have probably taken over where Fear Factor is.
That's what I thought they were going to do.
And done it there in London. But they obviously didn't want to do that. They wanted a third ticketed park. So they had to come up with something else. And where else is, like, where else could they, what, they're not going to build like Godric's Hollow or like, you know what I mean? Like, what else could they have done? They put themselves into this position because of like the strict rules that they impose on themselves. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
it just, unfortunately,
I think that people would have bought. You used the Flu Network to get here.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
and just
like the
use
portal
that.
Was a fireplace, like how all of the all of the spokes are like different portals, and like the Harry Potter one could have been a Flu Network, so it like flew you back to London, and you're this is an expansion of London.
I
agree.
They're too strict with that.
I know.
That's bananas to me.
But also, if you think about it, with how long ago this was being planned, Fantastic Beasts was more relevant then.
Yeah.
I mean, 1920s Paris Wizarding World is beautiful.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they have planned.
Really cool.
Looks really cool.
Really, really cool.
So like, yeah, you know what, Mia, that would have been cool if they could have done Makuza. But you know what? I wonder if that was their original plan, maybe. And then because of the Fantastic Beasts franchise kind of fizzling, they were like, actually, we're going to just have them go to the British Ministry instead of Makuza, because like it wasn't.
I think
that's popular.
Correct. It would have been silly to do Makuza from a fandom standpoint for like casual fans.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have people like us. You have people who read the books and seen the movies. You have people who've seen the movies. Or you have people who have just heard of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And Makuza wouldn't make sense for them for an experience.
But I do actually, like, so I'm going to play devil's advocate here a little bit, because I do think that, like, thematically it makes sense for Universal to do like a city like this, like Paris, because they know that they can do that well. Like, think about, like, they've done London, they've done New York, they've done San Francisco. Like, they know that they can theme all of those places well, and they can do it well. So it makes sense for them to be like, okay, well, we'll go with a Paris theme, but we'll make it magic.
Yeah. And,
like, you know, they've got Mina Lima still to help them with all of the signage and everything to like make it thematically work, and I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. They're going to have,
for sure,
the
art, the mock-ups look really, really nice.
It looks so beautiful. So So I'm just going to go through this kind of quickly because we have other things to get to, too. But there's going to be a cafe there, and there's going to be a place where you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And it's going to be like French cuisine. But then I also think that you're going to be able to get like butter beer and stuff there as well. There's also a
Are they going to have giggle water?
I don't know. That could be fun.
I'm going to take one home, put it on my shelf.
Is that going to be like the new Gilly water?
There is, let me see what this is.
The circus.
Yeah, okay, Gurkus. This is there's going to be a wand shop, and there's going to be like specially designed wands for here. There's also a really beautiful like chandelier that they created with like wand, like glass wands that are like, it looks so pretty.
Where'd you get that wand? Paris.
Paris. There is also going to be new magic spots.
I'm stoked for that.
Fantastic Beasts are going to be featured. So you're going to see like little Nifflers and bow truckles and stuff probably.
Nifflers have been in the windows and the drawings. Yeah. The entrance isn't, there's like some statuish entrance that I remember from the movies.
Yeah, so like if you remember in Fantastic Beasts when Newt goes into like the circus area, him and who is that? Is it Tina?
I don't know.
I can't remember. They like go through this statue to basically go into Wizarding Paris, and that statue is here. It looks like there's going to be a Quidditch shop. There's also the circus, which is going to be a show. And then the Ministry of Magic ride. And there's also going to be butterbeer carts outside, which is pretty cool. It looks like there's a lot of different shops that they're not really giving us information on yet, which is pretty neat. So you're going to go to the Metro Flu.
That's hilarious.
And then flew to the British Ministry of Magic. And the queue
end
is the atrium.
Yeah.
Which
is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you're going to attend Umbridge's trial.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty
sweet.
It's
like new canon happening here. It's a new storyline.
Yeah,
right?
Which is really cool. And like something that we haven't seen before from the theme park.
I'm stoked to see that statue.
I know.
The fountain.
It's massive.
Yeah.
I assume this is post-Second War.
That's my assumption as well.
And I'm wondering if Kingsley is minister.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Time.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Who knows? We might see him. Might see Kingsley.
Tiff, give us sad news now.
I hope Eric Munch is in the atrium.
If he's not, all riot.
We should cosplay as Eric Munch when we go and take pictures in the atrium.
All right. Can we all wear a different shirt with just giant words? It could be like bunch of crunch.
Munch.
That's what we need to do.
I got a hunch.
I had brunch with Eric Munch.
This is happening. Even if we just bring t-shirts to put on to take a picture.
Deal. So yesterday there was a little, just a small bit of news on the internet that blew up. And so here it is. So we were all awoken to a message from Mina Lima Designs. And they're the people who like design the stuff in the movies and the parks. Like where everything you see that's Potter is probably Mina Lima.
Yep.
It was a message inviting me and Meg to work for them.
Wouldn't that be something? They were looking for people. But
you
don't
have to live in England.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Will you sponsor me to move over there and get citizenship?
So this is an article from the Rowling Library from today, I believe. They said, in a surprising turn of events, design studio Mina Lima has announced that they will not be continuing their work on the illustrated editions of the Harry Potter series. So not only are they illustrated, they're like pop-up interactive editions that are absolutely stunning.
They really are. They're my favorite editions of the books that I own. Stunning.
Yeah. For real, though. They're incredible.
Yeah. They really, really are. So books 1 through 3 are out. So in the statement that they said, they were like, we have not been commissioned to illustrate Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire for the 4th installment. So basically, it would be ending their participation in this project. They were like, we're so thankful to have worked with the Harry Potter books over the years. It was a privilege. Super grateful, right? And this absolutely rocked Bookstagram and Potterheads everywhere. I made a reel about it that took off. It was like a spur of the moment thing. I ran to my basement with like all these things in my hands, and Marty's just like looking at me like,
it was pretty great.
Like, excuse me.
Like, what?
I have to go film something really quick. One take, by the way.
Amazing.
One take for each of those clips. Yes, I know. I know. Actress. Give me an Oscar.
I know. Thank you. No, you're too much.
So I continue my day, right? And I'm scrolling on the internet. People are outraged. People are heartbroken. And rightfully so, because our Jim Kay editions also ended at the 5th book. I believe he had to step aside for his mental health, which you go on. Like, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. But I thought that they would have continued it with another illustrator.
I thought they were supposed to.
Who's
but
to say?
But that still upsets me.
So that I believe that one is still in the air. Yeah. So now we have 2 incomplete illustrated sets, right? And then I'm scrolling, and you know me and Scholastic. I love me some Scholastic, and they love Tiffany. And I see What Ho. Yes, while Mina Lima is ending their involvement with this project, Scholastic has picked it up and is going to have an illustrator, an unknown illustrator artist, finishing.
My hope with this is that Scholastic sees the response and reaches out to Mina Lima, and they ask them to do it through Scholastic.
I just don't know.
I don't know if I don't know if that'll happen. That's just like, that's like my last ditch effort hope, because truly those are some of like the most beautiful editions of a book that I own, like of any book ever that I own. Like, they're so pretty. I love that they're interactive, and I know they say they're going to continue the interactivity, but like, it's also just something to like have a book like that illustrated by the designers who did everything for the film.
Literally everything.
They've got an inside look that like no one else. They have like a special thing.
Yeah.
I have a question about that though. So obviously Harry Potter has its own dark sort of artistic moody style.
Yeah.
Is that style, that's obviously Mina Lima style, is that style copyrighted by Warner Brothers or Mina Lima? Because I feel like if you're going to continue these and have them be fluid, what's that going to look like? And are you stepping on toes and doing something that you shouldn't be doing as far as Mina Lima style goes?
That's interesting. You know what? I never really thought about it before. But like, they have to have some sort of deal, because like, if you go to House of Mina Lima in London, you can buy legitimate like Harry Potter prints, like not just at the Harry Potter store like we've done, like at their actual place of business where they don't just do Harry Potter. So like, there's no copyright on that for them in the same way that like, you know, I put a wizarding scarf on Etsy and they came after me.
True.
So I wonder if like
what is that?
Some sort of cut of it anyway, but it doesn't, I don't know.
I want to know what the backstory is, because I feel like a lot of people jumped to a lot of different things. A lot of people jumped to money. A lot of people jumped to Mina Lima's mental health, like Jim Kay. A lot of people jumped to controversy with the author, but no one knows. So like, you can say all of this and make all your guesses that you want, but it doesn't make it true or the actual story. And we might not ever get the story behind it. You know what I mean?
Probably not.
But I'd be interested to know what the reasoning was. Did you, me and Lima, end this with them because of certain things? Or did, you know, Harry Potter and Warner Brothers be like, peace out, Scout. We're not going to do this anymore. You want too much money or blah, 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 blah.
I don't know.
TBD. We might never know.
We probably
but
won't,
that's it.
Unfortunately.
It'll get finished, but we can't say what it's going to look like.
But not by them.
Nope. We have one more. One more article.
All right. So this, we have a release-ish date, sort of, for the new Harry Potter TV series that HBO is doing. So it is set currently for 2026.
So the series is going to be about the 7 novels. We already know this. And it's going to run for 10 consecutive years, which would seem to defy the 1 season, 1 book assertion, which is interesting. Yeah. And they did specifically say that Fantastic Beasts is not going to be a part of it.
I mean, it doesn't need to be, so good.
No, it doesn't.
But I would like that to be brought back on its own.
Yeah, agreed. I do think that this is probably like their test to see what else they could potentially do. Like, this is kind of like a hey, how well could this do, and where could we go from here? Can we do the Fantastic Beasts in a TV show? Could we?
So yes, that makes me think of Mandalorian, how it started out as a series and then it's going to end with a film.
Exactly.
Are we just doing the opposite? I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Let's see. So they initially announced this back in April of 2023, and it's obviously taken a bit of time to get more information, but they really took their time with looking through all the different creatives that came to pitch ideas for what they wanted the series to be. And that was how they eventually landed on Francesca Gardner. And she is the producer on seasons 3 and 4 of HBO's Succession. And literally all we know is that it's expected to air in 2026. And it says, we've not been shy about our excitement around Harry Potter. David Zaslav is Discovery CEO. Told Wall Street analysts on the company's fourth quarter earnings call. I was in London a few weeks ago with Casey, who's the CEO of HBO, and Channing, the chairperson of Warner Brothers. And we spent some real time with the author and her team. Both sides are just thrilled to be reigniting this franchise. Our conversations were great.
Remember when I said that, but it sounded nothing like that?
Katie, you're fine. Like, this article is nuts. Like, it literally is a Pinterest recipe article.
It is.
You're fine. It's crazy. Can we get a round of applause for Catherine?
Stop.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Nutty article. I'm sorry.
Everybody
next time I won't pick
is excited.
Madness.
No, but you're fine. It's not your fault. It's not anyone's fault.
Well, it's the writer of this article's fault.
Well,
truly.
You did great.
Who wrote this deadline?
All right. Well, if you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Kate are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family. Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at @tiffswish_flitch.
She's not on TikTok.
LOL.
But who knows? In a year from now, when people are listening to this, she could be.
That's true.
I might be. You never know when I'll just creep back in.
Just like she doesn't shop on Temu anymore.
Tiki Talkie. You know what?
I love that. I love you.
Thanks for coming along. I like when we do these episodes.
Thanks for coming up with this idea, Tiff.
Yeah, Tiff.
It was a heavy news week. It was like a really heavy news week. So
yeah, we need to get some of these out to our listeners in case they don't go on social media or whatnot. So now you know.
Tiff just kept texting us artists. She's like, more news, more news.
Make a reel, make a reel. And then finally the other day I was like, I'm just gonna click buttons and figure it out. So
I did. Yeah. She's like, I did the green screen. I was like, that's awesome, because I don't know how to do it.
It took so much work to do that. Epic.
Well, you had video and stuff in yours.
I did.
Good. Which,
you know,
your talent.
When the urge hits, I just do it, and then I don't want to for like forever.
Well, as a co-owner of Swish Flick Cast LLC, I'm gonna have to tell you, you're gonna have to work.
I know.
But I'll let you have a break, and I love you.
I love you too.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. Now you're up to date with a lot of the heavy hitting Potter news. And honestly, if you're on social media, that's where you're gonna find it first with us. So we'll be putting it out there before we'll record an episode about it. But this was fun, and I enjoyed. I mostly like looking at Legos and dreaming about Legos, and I really like Legos.
I really like Legos too.
All right. Anyways, that concludes this week's bonus episode for you. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.